Welcome back to Becoming. Next on Scene, everybody. It's another awesome day for another awesome podcast. So excited to talk about all things wellness and fitness today with our amazing guest coming on in a few. Before we do that, I wanted to open up the podcast with, I used to be known as like the quote girl on Facebook. And I feel like that's so aligned with like everything that I do, because I, every morning, part of my everyday routine is to really read something that inspires me to get my day going. I don't know about you, with like affirmations or searching on Instagram for quotes like me, whatever it is. I wanted to read this to you today because it really stood out to me, and I wanted to just talk about it a little bit before we bring Naomi on, and I'll tell you more about our amazing guests. But the quote for today is from Chakras Alignment on Instagram, and the quote was, "You're not behind in life. There's no timetable that we all must follow. It's made up. 7 billion people can't do everything in the same order. What's early? What's late? Compared to who? Don't beat yourself up for where you are. It's your schedule, and everything is right on time." So the reason I wanted to talk about this today is because I feel like we have all of these internal pressures that we think we're on this like certain timeline to get things done. And believe it or not, I mean, I've come to terms with it too, and I'm sharing from experience as I always do, but we are all on our own path and our own timing. And I think by just being open to receive whenever that time might be is really the time to just accept that, like, you're in the perfect place you need to be at this very moment, right? So right now I'm recording this podcast with an awesome guest coming on in a little bit, and that's where I need to be right now. And whatever opportunities come from it and whatever opportunities come beyond that, amazing, you know, like, have no expectations. And whatever is meant to work out, works out, you know, like, you're always meant to share messages. And I was speaking the other day for the Women's Hub. I was honored to speak on the panel this past Saturday. So thank you, Vanessa Farino. You are amazing. If you guys have not checked out the Women's Hub, definitely be sure to check them out. I really opened up about some things that I don't think a lot of people know about me. So I really feel like I fell into this promotional public relations, social media business because my whole life, with 5 siblings and my parents being married a few times, like, I was always looking for, you know, a way to be visible, because out of all my siblings, like, I'm the middle child. And I never understood what that meant, because obviously my parents had been married a few times. So I have like half siblings and step siblings and all these things. And I was always looking for visibility. Like, I felt like I was hidden between all the family chaos. Like, I was kind of just like, Jackie's always going to figure it out. Jackie always figures it out. Like, she'll be fine and she'll figure it out. And I felt like, because I was always put in that situation, I wanted to allow people a space to not feel that way, you know, like, to not feel pressure that they have to figure it out, that they have the resources they need with the people they need around them to get there. And I felt like I went through my life journey to really be able to talk about and teach that. So that really kind of ties into my awesome guest today, the founder of One Fit Foodie Pod. Naomi Rothstein. She is an awesome personal trainer. She runs incredible fitness programs that she, I think she's on year 2 for starting One Fit Future. So excited for her. But she really talks a lot about mindset work. And for somebody who's always struggled with eating and working out, I mean, I don't know if many of you have either, but it's really relatable to me personally too. And I really like to have people on all the time with things that I can personally relate to, because I feel like I am my ideal client, right? So what do I want to see and what do I want to learn about? Because what I want to learn about, my audience wants to learn about. And I think that's why people listen to podcasts, because they pick who they vibe with, right? And believe it or not, you know, when I started this podcast, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, it's actually 5 years ago, I think, this month, right? Oh God, Jackie, whatever. excuse me. When I started this podcast, I maybe had like 3 or 5 listeners, you know, and that's awesome. And you need to take that in stride, because that one supporter that's with you from the beginning gives you that confidence boost to get you to where you are now. Like, I didn't get to the audience I have now without my one listener. So for all of you who have been with me since the beginning, I am so grateful for you. I really am. And I just want to personally thank you for all your support. Because of you, I am to this point in my career that I have. So, yeah, I just wanted to talk about that. And I feel like being open and vulnerable is really what grows people beyond what they know, and not feeling all of this time pressure, thinking that, you know, I'm this age and I need to get pregnant within this period of time, and I'm, you know, I'm this weight, but I want to get to this weight within the next 2 weeks. Like, you have to be realistic with yourself and know that, like, everything works out in the right timing. And we are always overthinkers. I mean, as a woman personally, that's all I do on a regular basis, but I'm really trying to control more of my feelings. So, just wanted to come on and talk about that today. And I brought up the Women's Hub, and I didn't elaborate more on that because I wanted to send a message to you about that experience. So I was talking a lot with this amazing woman named Suzanne, who owns a company called UV Gloves, UV Love. And they are preventative for UV rays when you get manicures. It's, like, brilliant. So if you haven't checked her out, she is in my latest magazine. But I'm bringing her up as an example because we were chatting about public speaking. And she was like, Jackie, are you nervous to go on stage? Are you nervous to speak? And I was like, Suzanne, you know what? I'm like, I haven't really been prepped. Like, I'm really not that nervous. And she was like, really? She was like, Vanessa asked me too if I wanted to speak. And I was like, no, like, I'm not ready. And I was thinking, I even said straight to Suzanne, I was like, when people offer you opportunities, you need to take them. You need to be open to receiving them because things don't always present themselves, right? So by being open to opportunities, you allow yourself to be vulnerable and to grow, right? And not every opportunity is the right opportunity, but sometimes if your initial gut instinct was like, this is for me, then you should probably follow that. And maybe it's not in the right timing, but sometimes when you miss the opportunities, you know, like, you look back and you're like, shit, I should have done that. So I'm just giving advice today because I don't want you to miss out on opportunities that you really wanted to do. So anyway, that aside, wanted to use her as an example because when she asked me about public speaking and not prepping, and I was like, I work with a lot of mediums and intuitive healers, and I truly believe as an entrepreneur that's something you should really think about investing in, because I really believe that running your own business is not only about mindset, but really on a spiritual level, finding that higher self and balance to really showcase yourself to people that need to see you. I don't know. I'm trying to think of the best way to talk about that, but I feel like you need to do the work to teach the work, right? So by taking care of yourself, you can help people become better, right? And I think that's my main takeaway, right? Because I was kind of blabbing on for a while. But anyway, the whole freaking circle of what I'm talking about is I think that it is very important to know that when you are offered a speaking opportunity, one, you take it, and two, whatever you think you need to prep for, whatever the messages you are meant to send to the audience, God is going to send it to you. And I was speaking with this psychic medium who I've done some work with. She is so phenomenal. Stacy, she's so freaking awesome. Stacy Lynn Cripps, I was like thinking of her full name. If you haven't checked her out, you need to. She talks to like entertainers, like music entertainers. She's so awesome. But we really talked about like how she does all these big presentations for big audiences, and she doesn't do a lot of prepping. And one scenario was she had literally lost her voice. She was so sick. And then she was about to do a presentation the next day, and she was like, oh my God, I can't do this. I have no voice, blah, blah, blah. She literally showed up to her conference, and her voice that she lost was completely clear. For everything that she was meant to say for her speech, everything came through to the audience that they needed to know. And then she went, and then she lost her voice afterwards. How crazy is that? I heard that story and I was like, holy shit, this is for real. So when she told me that scenario, ever since that opportunity, like when speaking opportunities present themselves, of course there should be a little prepping involved, but I think to not overthink the situation and everything you are meant to portray to the people that are in the room, it's gonna get across. And I really would like for you guys going forward to know when you're showing up somewhere and doing something, all the people you're supposed to meet are going to present themselves. You're going to be in the right place at the right time always, which goes back to the quote that I talked about today. And it's going to present itself to you in a way that you don't expect it. So it might not be the exact thing you're looking for, but it'll be a better opportunity. And my takeaway from experience with that is when I did Miss America in December, I was very open to the opportunity. You know, the opportunity presented itself and I was like, okay, I'm going to try it. I'm going to see what happens and I'm going to meet some cool people and whatever happens, happens. You know, it's not a paid opportunity. It's to be in the magazine. And I think the more opportunities you put yourself out there with, the better. So I went to this opportunity and when I was there, you know, my husband and I sat down in our seats and the girls behind us worked for the casino that we were at. And they were so nice. We became buddy-buddy. I gave them copies of the magazine. And since then, we've been in touch. And now I'm going to do some work with the casino. And it's just like life presents itself in ways that you just don't expect. And you have to be open to receive. And when you don't have expectations and you don't overthink and you don't worry about timing, it all presents itself. So rather than me spieling on for another 10 minutes, I'm so excited to have Naomi on. This amazing rock star personal trainer. Definitely listen to her podcast. I had the honor of being on her podcast last week. One Fit Foodie is her podcast. And I think her Instagram is One Fit Foodie Pod. Let me double check that though. Multitasking, real life stuff. One Fit Foodie. Yep, One Fit Foodie Pod. And her name is Naomi Rothstein. So definitely give her a follow. Reach out to her for any of her programs. I'm so excited to have her on and share her inspirations, her mindsets, things we can start doing in our day-to-day lifestyle for, you know, workout and food balance and all that good jazz. So excited to have the amazing Naomi Rothstein on. Stay tuned.
The ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become next on scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next on Scene.
Okay. So excited to have the amazing night. Oh my God. We are doing video, guys. I'm so excited. So, Naomi expanded my horizons for doing video. So we're doing YouTube right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm so excited to have the amazing Naomi Rothstein on Becoming Next on Scene's podcast. Hi, Naomi. How are you?
Hi, Jackie. I am wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
So excited to have you. And you are one rock star doing multiple things in the fitness and wellness world. So tell us, first of all, how you even got inspired to fall into that industry.
Oh, man. That's how long do we have here? No, I'm just kidding. My parents, I mean, you know, from, if we're going way back, like my parents probably inspired me the most. They're extremely active people and they always really instilled that in my brother and I growing up. We had, in the summers I'd spend in Cape Cod and at summer camp, but when I was really young, they had what we called the Rothstein Olympics. And it was kind of a bribe to get us to exercise and to go on bike rides and hikes. And they called it the Olympics and made it fun. And so it was a really good way for us to get exposure to being active. And, I played sports in high school. I loved sports. But I truly, truly fell in love with going to the gym. From an early age in high school, I would go with my mom after school. I'd go to Gold's Gym. I grew up right outside of Boston and I fell in love with the gym. I fell in love with lifting weights. I kind of picked it up on my own. I'd follow my mom around. I'd take spin classes with her. I'd take random classes and I just found that it was my home away from home. And I just loved what it was doing for my confidence and my body at the time when I was, you know, 16, 17 years old. And I knew that I wanted to do something in regards to health and fitness. I didn't know in what capacity, but that's really where my love for fitness was born. And I went to Ithaca College and studied exercise science with a minor in nutrition from there.
I want to like go back to the Olympic thing that your family did. That's like sticking to me right now. So like, tell me like, what was this broken up into? This is so cool.
Oh, I know it sounds more exciting than it was, but it was really just their way to make it sound exciting to say, get on your bike. We're going out for an hour.
Whatever.
there was no like actual Olympic like events. It was just like, let's make this a family event. Let's make it fun. And if you do it and you get through it, we're going to go to the store and you each can pick out a toy. So there was some bribes in there. So for those listening, if you have young kids, it worked. I'm telling you, every time
it works. So that's what I'm saying. I was like, this sounds like it's a huge extravaganza of like, because you picture the Olympics, or like, what? Does
oh yeah.
Entail?
Oh yeah. No. It was just, you know, bike, and we'd complain, and but over time it got to be like the Rothstein Olympics, and it was to this day. It was in the speech I gave to my brother at his wedding. We talked about the Rothstein. I talked about it, so that's it's kind cool. of a family inside joke.
Okay, so clearly you've been working out since a really young age. Now, like, what inspired you to become a personal trainer? Talk about how the gym transition really developed.
Sure. My first job out of school, I worked for a corporate health management company. So all that means is it was a company that ran gyms that were inside corporate companies. So I worked at Raytheon for, almost 2-3 years. And I ran the gym that was inside this corporate building. And while it was great, I was in a small gym setting. It was really intimate. I got to know the members really well. It was very boring. I wasn't training one-on-one with clients. Again, I had a degree in exercise science. I held a personal training certification. It is there that I started my blog called One Fit Foodie for those following me from 2009. I started documenting my workouts and my recipes. And it was there that I got into competitive fitness competitions when I was 25. And I signed up for my first show. There's a lot in there I'm surpassing, but to make it short, I got into competitive fitness and I met a girl whose husband ran Fit Corp, which was a gym that no longer exists in Boston. It was a chain, big corporate gym. And I interviewed and I nailed a job right away. And I transitioned into becoming a personal trainer from there. I'm a very type A person. I dove,
hands on.
What do they say? Head first. Yes. I dove head first. I soaked up so much. I transitioned quickly to their biggest location in the Prudential Center. And I fell in love with personal training. I fell in love with the clients I was helping. I fell in love with seeing their bodies change, their confidence change, and knowing that I was a part of that change. So I just wanted to continue learning how to help others with proper movement and find ways of working out smarter, not harder, for their bodies in a really customized way. I fell in love with kettlebell training and corrective exercise screening and, all of that. So that was kind of my taste into personal training, my first personal training job.
I love it. And I know a big thing that you do now, even with like one of the programs you're doing with One Fit Future, you work a lot with people on mindset.
Oh yeah. Yep.
So like, and somebody like I was saying earlier, like I am so this person. So people that I want to talk about two different people. So there's one person that just is unmotivated, but knows they need to work out, but has no desire, but they know they need to do it to to get their endorphins right.
I have those clients. Yeah. Yep.
And then there's the other people that are working out too much or not the right way and not seeing results. So can we talk about those two different types of people and mindset?
Yeah. I think for an overlapping, for after 10 years working with clients, and going through multiple nutrition certifications, that include a lot of mindset behavioral work, working with clients, but also like no matter what certifications you take and all that, like you can't teach someone how to, really help someone through mindset stuff. So for the unmotivated, and what I was going to say is across the board, small habits, big results. Okay.
It's
not about changing everything all at once, no matter if you want to lose 2 pounds or 20 pounds or not even maybe lose weight at all, whether that's just getting yourself to the gym to help your heart health or knowing that you haven't been eating great, too much processed food, and you want to start eating a little better. It is about, and I just talked about this today on my Instagram. It is implementing some daily habits that you can stick to. So these should not be getting in the way of how you live your life. They should not be disrupting anything. They should be things maybe that you're already doing already or that are, and that you enjoy. So you should never be, for instance, drinking a protein shake after you work out if you hate protein powder. You don't have to. You can eat food. And you should be incorporating things that if you think about your day and how you eat, you know that that thing is good. Maybe try to do that 3 days in a row, such as eating a green vegetable at one of your meals. This might not seem like anything, but over time, these small habits are going to, A, teach you how to create habits, which is more important than you would ever believe, but also you're going to see results because of it, because you're ingraining this healthy habit in your life and within yourself over time. Mm-hmm. So if you're unmotivated and you just want to start working out, like, think about something that you can do once a week. So whether that's a class you love, put your clothes out the night before, make it really easy. Like, take out any of those roadblocks, whether that's working with a personal trainer, going to a class to get motivated, doing it in your house, but commit to one day. That's it. That's it. One day out of 7 days. Once you hit that, next week, maybe bump up to two. So that's for the unmotivated person, excuse me. Now, your other question was for the person who is working hard with no results. Mm-hmm. Those are typically my people. After working 10 years, various gyms, I was at Equinox, you know, I was at Equinox for almost 5 years. And at Equinox, you have a huge clientele that loves to work out. They are the hardcore worker outers. And I work with a lot of clients who are just tired, frustrated, because they don't see results and they're working out really hard. And I would say for those people, it is so important to work with someone to, like, don't try to guess how to do this stuff yourself. Take time, spend your money prioritizing yourself and working with a professional. And I don't even necessarily mean with personal training, but it could be personal training. It could be a program like I'm running, One Fit Future. It could be a therapist to kind of unpack some stuff. But spend time working with someone who can help you customize things, dig deep in things for you, because what you're doing is insanity. It's the same thing over and over again where you're not getting results and you probably are wasting more time, money, and energy doing that than spending the money to actually work with someone who can customize and individualize something for you once they know your body. I mean, I've been working with clients some 6 years, 7 years. So I know them inside and out, how they react, how their bodies work, what they're going to eat, like everything.
Can we go like a typical day for Naomi? So like, you let's walk through like a typical day.
I can walk through my day today. And I just want to say that my day, since I left Equinox, I've been running my own personal training business 2.5 years now on my own. I took the leap to do that. Best thing I ever did. I loved training at Equinox. It was wonderful. I learned so much, but I thrive like you kind of doing
your
million
space, having control of what I'm going to do.
Right. Yeah. And also just not having kind of groundhog day every day. Equinox, you know, I'd go in there, I'd train 8 clients, broken up, and then that's it. And I'd program and that's it. Then I'd be tired. But now I'm training clients. I'm running my own podcast. I'm doing things like this. I'm hosting events. I'm hosting a couple classes at the new Lululemon store on Newberry next month. I teach a class at Lynx, which is in Boston, in the Park Plaza Hotel. I'm also running my online course, One Fit Future. And then I have a few private online clients as well, who I do one-on-one coaching with. So I wear a lot of different hats, but I love it.
Tell me about a typical day. So you woke up.
So I woke up. Yep. Today. Okay. My alarm went off at 5:15 AM. I had a 6 AM client I had to get to. So I had a 6 AM. I had 2 sessions in the morning. I had a 6 AM. Then I went to my 7:30 AM. I came home. I had an hour. I walked my dog. I did some work. I went to train 2 more clients. I came back. My building has a great gym. I worked out in the gym. I ate something. I did a little more work. Now I'm here with you. right after I'm done with you, I'm going back to train one more client. I'm coming back. Actually, I have three clients and I have like an hour break in between there. But I'm very, very grateful that I live in a building where I can train a lot of my clients. So if I have a break for a half hour, an hour, I can come up to my apartment. I can do work. I can sit in the lobby. I can do work, hang with my dog. I'll come home tonight at 7:30. I'm prepping dinner right now, actually, as we speak. Dinner's in the oven.
And what is it? What are you making?
Tonight I am eating, my husband and I have been trying to do a little bit. I eat meat. I eat meat plenty, but I've been only trying to do it, a few times a week. So we've been trying to incorporate more plant-based. So tonight I'm having some tofu, butternut squash, which is roasting in the oven. And then I got bok choy, so, and avocado. So I'm prepping it now. So then at 7:30, it's kind of ready to go.
Love it.
And that's my day. And then I'll do more work tonight and that's it. And then hang for a little, go to bed. Bye.
Bye. When you do personal training with people, is it like an hour session? How long are the sessions?
Yep. Most of my clients are an hour, although I do have a few clients who I train for a half hour. And those, I'm not going to say, it depends on the goal of the client. You're going to hear me say a lot with you. As you ask me questions, it really depends. But if someone wants to work with me and they want half hour, and that's that. They're kind of in, out. It's a different type of workout than the hour workout. Mm-hmm. But I do half hour or hour sessions. That's what awesome. I offer.
Awesome. Yeah. And then tell us a little bit before we talk more about like stigmas. I think that's a good word for it. Tell us about your OneFit like future program. Tell us about what it is, what it entails for my audience that doesn't know you.
So I started running my online course called OneFit Future. I started promoting it last summer. I created it last summer and, it's an online course. After 10 years working with clients myself, and 6 years competing in fitness competitions, I struggled a lot with body image. I got very sick. I had a perforated peptic ulcer when I was 26 and I basically chased a really lean physique for years, well after I was off stage, and I had an extremely disordered, relationship with myself in terms of body image and food. And I came to a place where I knew in 2013, I had to heal that relationship with myself, with my body, not letting myself be validated by my body and how others view me. And also, so I wasn't crazy, carrying a kitchen scale with me, working really hard with no results to follow, feeling fatigued all the time, double workouts. Like I knew there was a better way. And I came to this realization after I got very sick when I was 26, that I had to make that a priority. So I wanted to, I know also that there are so many women who struggle with this, not necessarily the on stage thing, but feeling frustrated with their lack of results, feeling frustrated with yo-yo dieting, trying the latest fad diet, trying what their best friend did, doing things that are crazy over years. And as women, we also just put fat loss, I want to lose those last 5 pounds, as the cornerstone thought in our head. Everything we eat, we're thinking about, will I see this in my body tomorrow? I'm going to eat the cupcake. That means I have to do a 10 extra minutes of cardio. We equate our self-worth to how we look, and we put a lot of weight in the term fat loss and weight loss. And I wanted to create a course just for women that covers foundation, movement, food, and mindset. And so those are the pillars of my course, and it's 90 days. So you're basically getting a 90-day coaching course with me, individualized coaching with group support. So when you do sign up, it is all online. I wanted to reach people anywhere, not just in Boston. It goes all online. You basically go through it just like a course. Every lesson has videos of me talking you through the topic, such as, you know, an example would be self-sabotage, or the binge and restrict cycle, or pre-post-workout nutrition. So we have tangible and also non-tangible things in regards to mindset, nutrition, movement. It also includes a 3-month strength training workout program, suggested workout calendars, over 30 recipes, 30 cardio optional workouts. I really wanted to take the guesswork out of everything and talk you through it. So you're in a private Facebook group just with One Fit Future participants. You also get Zoom calls with me each week to talk about where you're at in the course, what you're struggling with. All of the women interact with each other. And last round, most all of them were from Boston, and we actually met up and we took a yoga class and we had brunch, which we're going to do again this round. I'm enrolling this whole week. There are a few spots left open. So if you're interested, the info is in the show notes, I believe, and we can hop on a quick call and see if you're a right fit. We can talk about it, and I'd love to have you and hear what you're struggling with.
Awesome. And you were also saying too that even women from your last program renewed into the
team, yeah,
right? Which is so awesome.
Yeah, 5 women continued on. I'm still working with them, and they are in the Facebook group. So we're all kind of one big, as one of my clients put it, we're one big One Fit family. You do have separate, the new cohort has separate calls from the gals who continued on. So it really is that individualized coaching experience.
Love it.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the stigmas of like what people think is actually what they should be doing, but it's really, everybody's different, right? That's what you and I were saying even before the show. So, you know, depending on the person, people think they have to work out a half an hour a day or 5 days a week or 3 days a week. Like what is your voice that you want to say as an expert in the field to people that have these stigmas?
I know we spoke about this before we went on air, Jackie, but you know, you're not going to like what I'm going to say, guys, which is I can't recommend what you should be doing without knowing you. And any book you read, any fitness influencer who says to do something, work out 2 hours a day, work out 1 hour a day, do this workout, is there to make money. And any diet book you pick up, same exact thing. So I can't sit here and say you should be working out 5 days a week if 2 days a week is feasible, because that's great. That is great. What I would recommend is that everyone try to get in 10,000 steps a day. If you got a Fitbit, I recommend you get a little, you know, pedometer, whatever, activity tracker, watch, try to keep that a minimum of 10,000 steps. So what that will do is keep you moving throughout the day. For many of us sit at a desk all day. What I tell my clients, try to stand up. If you're sitting for hours, for, you know, go take a half a mile walk that takes about 7 or 8 minutes, come back. That's it. So over time, you will begin to incorporate movement into your day without making it a hassle. Like I have to go to the gym. Mm-hmm. Now for those who love to go work out and they're at the gym and they're like, whatever, Naomi, tell me what to do. I'll do anything. You're those kind of, you know, ride or die gym goers. I recommend a minimum of 3 days a week of strength training. And for those cardio bunnies who aren't seeing results, that's because you're doing cardio. And what I would recommend is take one of those days and switch it to strength training. I'm here to chat with you if you want advice. Pick up some weights, make sure you're working hard. They shouldn't be too easy. You should be challenging yourself. Just replace one of those cardio days with strength training. I know it's a hard mental hurdle to get over, and you're standing there like with your mouth open, jaw dropping, like, I'm not going to go on my elliptical. I haven't stepped on elliptical in about 7 years. Cardio is not going to get you to change your physique in a way that you want, ever.
Great advice.
Yeah.
Also wanted to give you a personal shout out from experience from when I was on your show last week, but like I personally was struggling too, because I was doing workouts and I'm still doing workouts that I don't love. And you were like, Jackie, it's time to stop doing what you don't like. There are ways to get results
totally by
doing things you like, you know? So I just wanted to elaborate more on that, because that really stood out to me personally.
Absolutely. So. I remember when you said that. And when anyone says that to me, they're like, oh, I've been like going running and I just really don't like it. And I'm like, then why are you running? Well, and it usually is, this is what they say. Well, I read somewhere, you know, or it's easy and I don't know what else to do. Well, that's why you should seek out help. And I'm here. You should seek out advice, go to your local gym. You can talk to a trainer, you can talk to me. But doing things you love is super important in life because it's going to get you to stick with it. I also, with that said, I also think it is interesting for people to try things they don't think they like, or they've had one bad experience. And what I would say is try it again. Mm-hmm. So if you had one bad trainer or one bad class using weights or resistance training, find another way to incorporate that. If you had one bad yoga class experience, go to another yoga class. These are things that you could get turned on to. And the amazing thing about fitness that I always say is you can always go back to what you know. Always. But I would highly recommend you give things a try, give new things a try, because if you have been doing things that have not been working, it's time to try something new. Mm-hmm. You might love it.
It's true. So that's going to lead to my next question. So yeah. You first became a personal trainer, even when you first, okay, I'm going to ask you a two-part question.
Great.
So when you first became a personal trainer and when you first launched your One Fit Future program, what was your becoming next on scene moment when, like, the first results that you saw that you were like, wow, I totally am doing the right thing for people? You don't have any names, but can you give, like, testimonial examples?
Yeah. I started getting, you know, there are a few women in my program who, again, like, if you are following something, this is what I say to the women who are in my course. Like, when you're working with me for 90 days, cut out the noise. Okay. Stay in your lane. Listen to me. And if you are dedicated and you put in the time and the work and you listen to me and you're open to, I say coachable. So you're able to let me help you, you are going to see results. And there are two women in the course specifically, and I actually interviewed them on my podcast. You can go listen to, and they both saw not only physical results, but huge mindset shifts. And one of them actually wrote me a text and said, "Oh my gosh, Naomi, the mindset," she said, "the mindset shift is huge. I can see it now and it's well worn. And I go throughout my," she said something like, "I go throughout my day approaching what I eat and how I feel so differently prior to when I was in the course," basically saying it's not constantly on my mind. And she's in One Fit Future 2.0 and she has new goals that aren't necessarily associated with fat loss. So she has new goals of treating herself better, not having negative self-talk, knowing that fat loss is still going to happen. And there were also those two women also had huge physical results. I have progress photos of them from when they started to when they ended after 3 months. And it's a significant difference in their bodies.
So cool. So yeah. I think the key thing takeaway too, is that, like, it's about the full package with everything that you're doing. It's not, you can't do one part of it. You have to do the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Like the long-term real results, right?
That's it. Those week long detoxes and detox teas and the keto diets that will last 1 week. I don't like to name names of diets. That's just trendy right now. That stuff, guys, you're going to waste more money getting all of these products that a book is telling you to get, rather than really taking that money and putting it towards something that will give you sustainable results for the rest of your life.
I love it. You should write a book, Naomi. I think that should be your next goal.
Oh, wow.
I know. I feel like you should. Why not? You're full of knowledge, like really good knowledge. I feel like you could take your course and put it in writing. Like you should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something I have thought about.
Yeah. Maybe I was meant to tell you that to do that. Okay. So let's play some game time.
Ooh.
So there is no like way that you have to answer, no time limit. It's just a fun way for all of us to get to know you. But before we do that, please tell everybody how they can follow you, your websites for the course and personal and all of your social media.
Absolutely. The website to my course, I'm actually going to give you to put in the show notes. And you can,
I have the links. I have it. I should have the,
oh yeah. Yeah. I texted it to you. But if you go to my One Fit Future website, I have a separate website for One Fit Future. There's a link, there's many links that you can click to apply, and just apply. It just comes to me and I email you right away. We set up a quick call. And just a reminder, this is the last week for enrollment and I am offering a big discount this week if you do sign up and enroll. So, or have someone, if you know someone who is interested, you also get a $100 referral fee. So, That's One Fit Future on Instagram. I am naomi.rotstein, and I can give that to you. You can put that in the show notes. And I also have another at One Fit Foodie Pod. That's my podcast. And then my website is naomirotstein.com.
Love it. And we didn't even talk about your podcast. Can we just talk about it quickly? So like what type of entrepreneur? I mean, I had the honor of being on last week.
Yeah. Jackie
was on. About like who you like to have on, what it's about for people who haven't heard of it yet.
Absolutely. Yeah. In addition to my hats, I started a podcast last March, so I'm almost hitting a year. It's been the most fun experience. I wanted to create this podcast out of running my own business and really kind of taking to entrepreneurship. It also runs in my family. My family is in the coffee business. My uncle started a coffee company. So entrepreneurship's always been in my blood, and I wanted to talk to other business owners and fitness instructors who've kind of started their own thing, just really, really hardworking people in the fitness, wellness, nutrition, health industry, we'll call it health space, where they got, how they got to where they are, who they serve, how they started, advice they can give others. And I just wanted to connect with other amazing humans in this field. So we talk entrepreneurship, hurdles, successes, all that kind of stuff in one podcast.
Yeah, it was really fun. Really fun. Everybody needs to go follow that. Yeah. All right, cool. All right, are you ready for game time?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Hit me.
Okay, what is Naomi's favorite food?
Oh, favorite food. I mean, I'm a sucker for anything peanut butter, like anything. I'm staring at there's a teddy jar of peanut butter on my counter because I was eating some earlier. I love teddy peanut butter. I also love a good key lime pie.
Oh my God, so good.
Yeah. And cookies and cream ice cream.
Oh my God, love it. Great. And what is your favorite recipe to make? Like, what is your favorite thing to make?
Oh man, my favorite thing to make or something that like I make every week?
No. We're talking about Naomi's favorite.
The things I make, guys, aren't that glamorous. They just like fuel me and they're easy. So while I love cooking, like I move pretty fast during the week. I will say almost every week I make my famous turkey meatballs, and they're not like traditional meatballs. I make them with fresh basil and some dried oregano, salt and pepper. I put in Dijon mustard and a little almond flour.
Sounds delicious. I'm starving right now. What you're talking about.
So I don't make them like the tomato sauce way. I make them that way, and I use them all week. I also make a really good ginger salmon. So it's salmon, and I marinate it in fresh ginger, like fresh shaved ginger, and some tamari, which is just a gluten-free soy sauce, and a little maple syrup.
Oh my God.
And then I roast that. Yeah.
Sounds super yummy.
Yeah.
Love it. Okay. What is Naomi's favorite TV guilty pleasure?
Oh my God. That's easy. Well, I have top three. Okay. Friends is like my tried and true. If you follow me.
Did you go to the pop-up when they,
100% I went to the pop-up. Yes. I bought, so my, I got married November 2nd, and the tickets to the Boston pop-up were Friday, November 1st. And I'm sitting with my mom, and we're both on our computers trying to get pop-up tickets. Meanwhile, I'm in the middle of doing like 9 million things. I was like, we have to stop and do this.
That's hysterical. I love it. Okay. So wait, you didn't say the other ones. You said Friends.
Yep. Friends, Sex in the City, Parks and Rec.
Love it. I keep hearing about Parks and Rec. I never got into it, but the girl, what's the lead's name? The blonde, right?
Yep. Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman, who is Ron Swanson. And Chris Pratt is in it. There's some other great people in it, It's amazing. Yep.
Is it only on Netflix?
I know it is on Netflix. I don't know where else it could be, but it's amazing.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God.
Laugh out loud. Funny.
Okay. Laugh. I love you said it, like fully said it out. That's amazing.
No, like it is like, I laugh out loud. That and Friends, laugh out loud.
Love it. Okay. What is your favorite destination you've been to thus far? And what's a bucket list destination for you?
Okay. Well, my husband and I just planned our honeymoon trip to Thailand.
I know,
Thailand.
So exciting.
Yeah. So we're going to Thailand in this April. So that was on my list, but we're going to that. Did you say my favorite place to go?
That you've been to.
Okay. Well, my whole mom's side of the family, like I grew up going to Costa Rica. My whole mom's side lives in Costa Rica. So I've been there over 20 times. It holds a really special place in my heart. So Costa Rica is like my second home, and I absolutely love it.
How far is it by flight?
It's not far, and JetBlue flies direct now. I would say five and a half hours, something like
that. That's not that bad.
You're there. Yeah, it's not bad, but Costa Rica is amazing. My father is Israeli. I've been to Israel 3 times. It's amazing. St. John is also absolutely incredible in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Yeah.
We're so well-versed. I love it. Been around. So cool.
Yeah. I love traveling. I do. And then bucket list. Yeah. Thailand, but I'm going. So
yeah, I figured that would be there. And you're going to New Zealand too, right?
No, I'm not going to New Zealand. Okay. I might, we thought about it, and I do want to go to New Zealand.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. They're not far from each other, right? Or are they? I don't know. I feel like I should know this.
I have no idea.
Okay. Me neither. I have no idea. I just figured out that. Okay. Next question.
Yeah.
What, if you could wear one outfit for the rest of your life, what would it be and why, from head to toe?
Oh, I'd be in Lululemon, which is exactly what I'm in right now. I'm a trainer. I wear workout clothes every day, but I try different brands. Lulu, like it's just comfortable. It lasts a really long time. And I feel comfortable and confident in it all day. So I'm good in my Lulu.
I love it. Sorry, there was like a fly in my apartment. I need to get it out. It's driving me nuts. Oh my God. I think I got it out.
Don't you worry.
Oh my God. Real life shit.
Real life, guys.
Okay. Final question.
Yeah.
If you could spend a day with anybody, dead or alive, that you haven't met, who would it be and why?
Oh my God. That's a really tough question. Like what can I ask you what some people have said? I'm not like going to take theirs. I'm just,
That's a great question. I don't know. I don't remember. Betsy Johnson was one of them.
Who?
Betsy Johnson.
Oh, okay. Fashion. Yep.
Center. Yep.
I am a huge comedy buff. I took improv classes a few years ago here in Boston. In a second life, I would be a stand-up, like I would dive deep into stand-up, and I still might in my life, like really dive deep into stand-up comedy. And I love comedy, everything about it, the art of it. I listen to a ton of comedy podcasts, really talking about like breaking down comedy skits, stuff like that. So I would want to just talk to a comedian, like someone who, like a Tina Fey, someone on SNL, like one of those guys, and talk about how they got into it.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Pick their brain, basically.
100%. I love comedy.
It's so fun. Yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I just started asking that question.
I love that question.
I remember all that. Yeah. But I feel like that's something that a lot of people really think about, like, yes, I want to make this happen. Like, how can this happen in real life? You know what I mean? That's the point of the questions.
Yep.
So,
yep.
All right. Well, you are so awesome, Naomi. Thank you again so much for coming on today.
You are awesome, Jackie. Thank you so much.
Of course. Okay. So tell everybody again how they can follow you on social media, your websites, and then that will be it for today.
Yeah. My social and my website is super easy. It's my name. So on Instagram, I am naomi.rotstein, and my website is naomirotstein.com. So I'm super easy to find. My Instagram handle for my podcast is @onefitfoodiepod. And my One Fit Future website is separate, and I am going to give it to you to put in the show notes.
Love
it's a little
it.
More complicated.
You're
not
so
one.
Awesome.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on today. Everybody definitely follow Naomi and One Fit Foodie, and One Fit Future is the number one. I wanted you to clarify that instead of the word.
Oh yeah. Yep. The number one. Oh my God. Just really quick. This will take 30 seconds. Yeah. When I was 27. So I had my website, One Fit Foodie, and it was spelled out. Oh, that's how it started from day one in 2009. My domain host was GoDaddy. I went to it one day. I let my domain expire for a total of 3 hours. Someone bought my domain and wanted me to pay $10,000. This is a true story, to get it back. So for all of you, and I never could. So I had to start over with the number one. Now I've changed my branding. So I'm NaomiRotstein.com. But for all of you who have a website and you have a host, this is more a PSA to make sure you stay up to date and make sure your domain's up to date and you make your payments, because there are people.
Good lesson.
There are people whose jobs it is out there to steal your domain name and then sell it to you. So
I love it. I love it. Well, you're so awesome. Thank you again. Thank you everybody so much for tuning in to Next on Scene, and stay tuned for who's next on Scene.
The ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become next on scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next on Scene.